And this little trio of concept mapping applications is called Inkscape. And like the two preceding ones, it has some really interesting functionality and features within it. You can create a free account, and once you get started, creating your first concept map is relatively easy. You're simply double-clicking your blank work area, and that adds a node. You can change lots of different aspects of the node, like as you might expect, its color, shape, outline, text in it, the color of the text that goes in it. So there's lots about that you can change. But in addition, you get some extra things that you can add to that node. You'd expect to be able to add text, but you can also add a YouTube video. So there's an embed widget to allow you to do that. You can tag the node, which might make it useful if you get a complex diagram for searching for things at a later date. You can add links, and in the paid for version you can also add attachments, so you can upload files. You can also conduct a discussion around a particular node, so if you were working with other people, and once again you only get the option to collaborate if you upgrade to the premium features, but you can undertake a discussion, sort of like a little chat window, helping you think about the information that's within the node and whether it's right and if there are any changes or if anybody else has any suggestions. Creating node systems is very straightforward, and once you start to build up the diagram, you needn't worry about the way that it's laid out and making sure it all looks neat and tidy, because Spinscape will take care of all that for you. You can zoom in and out just using a scroll wheel or using the buttons. It's easy for you to change from one look to another at a single click, so you can go from what looks like an organic tree shape to a list version with the nodes all arranged hierarchically in a list. You've got several different options for when you're finished to be able to export it. You can export it in PDF, HTML or Word document format, or you can export it as a Spinscape document. It'd be useful if you've got students who are wanting to share information, because one can export their Spinscape map and the other people in their group can import it. So you can start off with a very simple one, maybe one that you provide, and then distribute it amongst the students, and then they can build it up to make sense from that first sort of foundation one that you provided. So plenty of options there. That's pretty much covered. If you do upgrade, you'll have to pay a little bit extra money, but if collaboration is something that's important to you, then that might be worth it. Spinscape.